It's the Cricket Shed. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Cricket Shed podcast. My name is Larry Quinn, and it's such a pleasure to have you back again, once again. And it is the eve of the big one. Yes, the big one, the Under-19 World Cup final. The first ever Under-19 World Cup final to be held in Zimbabwe. In the first ever Under-19 World Cup to be hosted by Zimbabwe, along with Namibia. Shout out to the two countries for hosting such a beautiful tournament. England versus India. That is the final. And I'll be sharing with you excerpts from the press conferences that were held today. The press conference for the captains, Ayush Mhatre from India, as well as England's Thomas Roos. So yeah, that's the purpose of this special episode of the Cricket Shed podcast.
It's the Cricket Shed.
So, just to give you a summary, England have made it to the final after beating Australia. Two brilliant performances from both sides. I think Australia, if they'd made it through after the performance by Oliver Peake, you know, you wouldn't have begrudged them. But England also gave it a good fight out in Bulawayo and were able to hold off Thomas Roos making a century. And Oliver Peake also making a century. Oliver Peake, the Australian captain. And then there was the other match between India and Afghanistan. I just say that was a bore. I mean, there was a flat track. They made 310. It's going to be a world record in terms of the Under-19 World Cup record chase. And Ayush Mhatre is going to talk about that when I just play a couple of clips from what he had to say. But it wasn't a great match to watch. I'm never going to tell you that. I mean, look, I'm a big fan of cricket, but it was one of those. They chased it down like 41.1 overs, making 311 runs. I mean, and the fielding was just bang average. The bowling was like, I don't know what your plan is. So I don't know. I think the advantage for India is that they'll have played a match at Harare Sports Club. One match. England have not played a match at Harare Sports Club. The Harare matches were out at Takashinga. But that's going to be addressed by the England captain as well. So I'm going to start with off with Ayush Mhatre from India. Just a couple of clips of what he had to say in response to the media.
We are really good confidence, and you can see the last game also. So it was a really good match for us, and we are really confident enough to play this match, and the boys are doing well also. And the attitude they are showing on the field is really fabulous. Yeah, the you told about the Thomas Roos and Vaibhav Suryavanshi, they are just doing really well also, and they have really good experience, and they're showing the experience also in this tournament. How they are batted was really well, and it's good for us also that the and under 19 cricket in this, especially in this batch, there are some players to look for it, and they are also all the teams, and it was under 19 cricket also developing well also, and doing well. Yesterday we have told that how the batters showed the batsmanship was really brilliant, and there is a simple plan, just what we have playing in this tournament, we'll just try to implement that only and just play our cricket and play our natural game. All will be take care of the game and situation what will happen. Both the team has really good skills and good talent, but it matters the most how the team handles the pressure and how they perform in pressure. So it will matter the most in the final. Both teams have talent and skills, so we can't judge on that. But whose good attitude will matter the most in this match? They are just expecting that we'll just win this match, but they are not expecting more. Just they are just calm on the my family is more than calm. So they are not just they are not too excited. They are just calm on the.
It's the Cricket Shed.
And now we hear from Thomas Roos, the captain of England.
Well, yeah, we'll take a lot of confidence from that warm-up game. But we've played India a lot. Like you said, we had that series against them in the summer. We won two and lost three, but it was a great series, a closely fought series, and we know that we've got what it takes to beat this Indian team. They've got some standout players, but if you take some early wickets and you put them under pressure constantly, they're just another game of cricket really for us. So yeah, we're confident and we back our abilities to go and beat them tomorrow. A little bit. I don't think that will play a massive part. obviously we'll look at the forecast that might impact our decision at the toss, but like we don't want that to affect our game plan too much. Yeah, I don't think that will change our mentality or how we play. So yeah, we'll just go about it as another game of cricket. Yeah, coming into this World Cup, we had one aim, and that was to take the trophy home with us back to England. And we're one step closer to doing that now. So I think we've had a really positive campaign. We've played some great cricket, and that's led to some good results for us. But yeah, I think all eyes now on tomorrow, and hoping we can have one more good performance. I think we've been excellent at adapting to the different surfaces we've played on. We've played at a few different grounds so far, and this will be our first time playing out there tomorrow. So I think adapting quickly to the surface and the outfield is something that we've done really well, and hopefully we can do that again tomorrow. But yeah, I think all our batters are capable of playing well on different surfaces, whether that's on spinning wicket or on good surface, which we're expecting tomorrow. So yeah, I think it's just going to be another game, and yeah, we're looking to adapt quickly. I'm proud of all the boys, really, to get to this stage in a big tournament like this. Yeah, it's a great effort from every single one of us, and the coaching staff as well have been pivotal. So yeah, I'm proud of everyone, and hopefully we can stick together tomorrow, and it'd be a great feeling, all of us lifting this trophy together. Yeah, this will probably be the biggest game of our career so far. We've just spoken about there's no pressure on this game at all for us. I think it's just a free hit. We can go out there and express ourselves like we've done all tournament. And I think if you don't change the game plan, that's where we're going to be most successful. We've done well by playing to our strengths, and hopefully, yeah, if we stick to that and we don't, there are obviously a few nerves, but yeah, I don't think we're going to let the pressure get to us. We're just going to go out there and play our natural games. Yeah, just a huge thank you to every single one of the parents, families, friends. I know a few of us are still at school, and a lot of our mates have still been watching the games. So yeah, it's a special feeling to know that we've got that backing and that support from home. So yeah, just a huge thank you to every single one of them.
It's the Cricket Shed.
Yes, so the boys have spoken. I will be there. Oh, it's going to be exciting. I've been watching so much under-19 cricket. I don't think I've missed a match. I think one of the matches, it was early in the group stage matches. I was just so tired. And I've been loving this tournament, don't get me wrong, but there's some point you just feel exhausted. And I feel sorry because a couple of people working on this particular tournament are going to be on their way to Sri Lanka and India to continue working on this tournament. But, And then we've got Zimbabwe playing. At least I'll be watching that from home, you know. I tell you, but I'm also following the Pro 50 Championship. You're also following a lot of cricket. It's just sort of one of the things when I get home, I can't even watch cricket anymore because you've been watching under-19 the whole day. I was in the pub after the match because there's a pub right there at the cricket ground. And on the screen, you had England versus South Africa. Or was it something like that? I don't know. India versus South Africa. There was a T20 match on. And most people just weren't bothered. I think people are just like, okay, can we just watch the under-19 final, take a weekend break, and then watch Zimbabwe in the T20 World Cup on Monday? I don't know. Anyway, that's me just babbling along. But yeah, I'll be back with an episode the day after tomorrow, Saturday, to talk about the Pro 50 Championship pre-match, as well as looking at first class matches, Logan Cup, the results from that. One is already in. Rhinos have won their match, and I think the Eagles versus Southern Rocks one is going to be done today. But I'm going to be reaching out for interviews so that it's not just me talking for the match. So Saturday we're going to have another episode of the Cricket Share podcast. But otherwise, get in touch with me on at QuiddedEye on Twitter. My Facebook is still down, so is my LinkedIn. Still working on that. It's just like such admin, guys. Oh, but I've got people helping me out on that. So I'm hoping that very soon it's going to be up. I think my Facebook has been down for like 2 or 3 weeks now. And yeah, it's not ideal, but we do what we do with what we can. On Twitter, I'm on at QuiddedEye, also available on Blue Sky. If you want to get in touch with me on WhatsApp specifically, +263 719 903 327. send voice notes if you want to, and can get in on the conversation as far as to do with cricket. Tell us what's happening in your back of the ends, you know, in your neck of the woods. What's happening there in as far as cricket is concerned, and then we can get this conversation going. Otherwise, this is a 3 Mob Radio production for Three Men on a Boat. My name is Larry Quiterai, as I say, from where I come from. I see you, Lucia Sebenza. Take care of yourself.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.